We are learning Maseches Tainis of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and we're starting three lines from the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. It says in the Mishnah, what is called a plague if three people die out of 500 in 3 days? So I think more, Tarabonim, and we're going to expound on that a little bit. Ira Metzia Chomish Meyes, a city that has Chomish Meyes for Elef Ragli, has 1,500 people, could go in Kfar Akoy. And 9 people die in 3 days, 3, 3, and 3. That's a dever. That's called a plague. But if you die in 1 day, or if you die in 4 days, ain't a dever. Because in 1 day, man, it's a mikra ba'alma. Something happened that day. It's not called a plague. It's something like one day, something happened. And 4 days is too spread out. It's not called a dever. And the same thing is by the ir hamitziyah chomish meyas ragli, when a city that has 500 people going kfar amikoy. The yotzav and associated meisim and gimel yom azachazah, 3 meisim in 3 days. I raise a deva. If that's a deva, but b'yom echad, oy barav yom means a deva. If it's 1 day or 4 days, that's not a deva. The Droykres ir hamitzia chamish meis ragli hava. There was a story with the city of Droykres that there was 500 people lived there. The yotzav and associated meisim yom echad, and 3 people died in 1 day. And gozer of Nachman Rav Chista the Nisa. Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista was gozer a tainus. Om Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman said, ask him, who is that like? Kamanka, Rav Meir? Because our brides are like that. It must be like Rav Meir. The Omar, he says, regarding the halachas of a shor that gored, a cow or ox that gored another animal, it says, Richach Nigi Yosav Chayiv. Kir Vigayz Lakoshkin. The halacha is that if you have 3 days, they become a mu'ut. That if the ox gores a behemoth today, and then tomorrow, and the next day, so he's a mu'ut. What if it happens 3 times in 1 day? So what's the machlokes in the Mishnah there? Rav Meir says, if for 3 days yichayev, so of course, in 1 day yichayev, so this must be, according to Rav Meir, we don't say it's a mikra b'alma by the behema, so here also it's not a mikra b'alma, and therefore, if Rav Meir will come out taka, even in 1 day, it will be called a dever. Omer Rav Nachman, I'm going to say a story, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista, Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Omer Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Leike Mar Leisa Gabon. Rav Nachman Rav Chista told Rav Nachman, he said, why don't you come live by us? You know, we have a bigger Jewish community, we have more amenities here, why don't you come live by us? It's always better to live Makom Torah with Bnei Torah. Amalei, Tanina, we learned in the Brayis Rav Yisrael, Meloi Mekoymish Odom Mechabde. It's not the place that's Mechabde the person. Odom Mechabde is Mekoymai. It's the person's Mechabde the Makom. That means if you're a Chashav person, wherever you live, you could two wife. You don't have to be in the place where it's Mechabde. You Mechabde the place. She came and seen it by Har Sinai. She calls Mancha Shchina Shriya Lov. By Har Sinai, because Mancha Shchina was there, it was a holy place. Omra Torah, Gam Atzoin V'Habaka Yiru El Mul Aharahu. It says that Tzoin HaBaka should not go up the mountain. Ahu means when the Shchina is there. Nastalka Shchina Menu, Omra Torah. If the Shchina left, what does the Torah say? V'mshoicha Yoyvel Heme Yala Bahar. That when we blow a long blast, then they go up the har, because that's the end of the Shechina is leaving. And Rashi learns here an interesting thing. He says that when the Shechina leave, usually we learn it means like Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, when the last Luchos came down, that's when it disappeared. The Shechina went away. Went back up. Rashi says a little different. Rashi says that the whole year until Nisan, they were building the Mishkan, the Shechina was there, and that's where they learned Torah from. Once they built the Mishkan, then Hashem talked to Moshe from the Oren. Until then, it was all in Har Sinai. Until next Nisan, the Shechina was in Har Sinai. And that's when Moshe HaYoivel was, and that's when they go up Bahar. We need two drashas, Ahar Hu, and HaYoivel, and Moshe HaYoivel. So Gemara Maseches Bei that we learned says, because a Dovash of a Minyan needs a Dovash of a Minyan to be Mevatlet. So even though the Shechina would leave, so we would say it's Mutter, you still need a special Heter. M'sheich HaYoivel, Heme Yal Bahar, teaches us that then it's Mutter. Same thing we find, Oyel Moed in the Midbar, it was camped in the Midbar, Kozman that the Mishkan was standing there, you're not allowed to go there, Amar Torah, V'yishalchum in a Machne, Kol Tzuruah, M'chol Zav, and those are different halachas of Tzuruah has to go out of all the machnas. But all the machnas have these different kedushas. You have a kedushas machna shchina, machna levia, machna yisrael. And the minute Klai Yisrael leaves, huglu ha-pareches, they roll up the pareches, hutru zavim ha-mitzvaram, the kedushas, they all go in there. All zavim ha-mitzvaram go walk in there. So you see that it's not the makim that's gives the covenant, it's the people who are there. So that's what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered Rav Nachman Bar Chista, that I don't have to come to you because, you know, Amalei, so Ihachi, Nekim Ano, Legai Mar. So Rav Nachman Bar Chista says, you know what? So then I'm going to come to you. I'll come to you. Amalei, So Rav Nachman Yitzchak answers back, Mutav Yovim Mono Ben Pras, it's a Mono Ben Mono, but Yovim Mono Ben Mono, it's a Mono Ben Pras. What does that mean? That means, that if you look at the names, Rav Nachman is Bar Rav Chista. Rav Nachman is Bar Yitzchak. That means Rav Nachman's father was very choshev, Rav Chista, Rav Nachman wasn't as choshev. So he says, so Rav Nachman, Rav Chista says, you know what, I'll come to you. So Rav Nachman answers, no, I don't want a Mono Ben Mono to come to me, Mono Ben Pras. I'm only a Mono Ben Pras, don't come to me. That's the pshat. Frank this fasemes, it's not so nice. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak calls his father. He says, I'm a mana, my father's a pras. You know, don't come to me, my father's not so chashev. It's not nice. Not a nice way of talking. So, therefore, this fasemes actually takes out the word amalei, and it's all Rav Nachman by Rav Chista talking. He's saying, oh, I should come to you? I can't come to you, because you're a mana ben pras, and I'm a mana ben mana. And that's, he's talking about Yenna's father, and the Rav Nachman is not talking about his own father. That's what the Tuzoi, by taking out the word Amalei. That's what the Sfas Emes. But either way, it's the same difference in the Gemara, that he said, I'm not going to come to you, because my father is Mochashim. Besura have a devarto, besurus the Rav. In Surah, there was a Dever, a plague in the neighborhood of Mesura Havadavarta. In Surah, there was a plague. Mesuvus the Rav in the neighborhood of Rav Loy Havas the Varta. There was no plague. Sovru Munei. So the people thought Mesuvus the Rav the Nefishu, because Rav lives there. He's so chashiv. That's why there was no plague over there. Ischazlu v'chelma. They showed him in a dream. Rav the Nefishu Ischuse Tuva Hamil Zutra Leila Rav. Rav is so much schusim, this is nothing for him. For a plague has nothing. Just the plague happened, Al Mashumahu, the plague did not, in the neighborhood of Rav, there's no plague, you know why? For a different reason. Al Mashumahu Agavra, the Shail Moro of Azvila Kfuro, there was a certain guy, person, in Rav's neighborhood who had a gemach that lent out shovels and different digging tools for Kfuro. And because of that, Mida Kenag Mida, they did not have to need any Kfuros, and there was no plague there. But Rav didn't have to use up his chusim for that. The Mashal speaks out, Lo nigra klal aschar ha-megiyah l'Rav. Rav didn't lose any chusim for this, because they didn't have to use Rav for this. A similar maisa. V'drukris havas lekta. There was a fire in Drukris. It was used to Rav Huna, and Rav Huna's neighbor laughed like there was no fire. Sava menei, the people thought, but chusim to Rav Huna the nofesh, because Rav Huna had so much chusim, that's why there was no fire in his area. Eschazel v'chalma hai zutra. Leila Rav Huna. That's a small thing for Rav Huna. So what's the reason there's no fire in that neighborhood? El Mishum, he is the Mechambes Tanura, that she always warms up her oven and lets everyone use her oven. Mashal Cheshvusa, and she has it ready for everyone to bake bread in it. That's why, because that, Midik Nehemida, there was no fire in that neighborhood. Omer Leila Rav Yehuda, they told Rav Yehuda, Osu Kamtze, there are Kamtze coming, which means that there's grasshoppers coming, there's a plague of grasshoppers coming. The grass was not in our area, it's far away. Do they have with them provisions? Like, they're coming here, they need food, they're going to be here soon. They told Rav Yehuda that there's a plague in the chazerim, the davacha, the pigs. Gozer tanisa. He's going to the tainus. So very thing. More name of Rav Yehuda. Maka mishlachas min echod mishlachas kol minim. Does Rav Yehuda hold that if there's a plague in one min, that means there's going to be a plague in all the minim? And he was doing because there's a achshash all the behemoths. Loi shani chazirim dami me'al b'neinish. The reason why he made a tainus is because chazirim, their stomachs are similar to people's stomachs. They don't have all the five stomachs. They don't chew their cud. It's similar to people's stomachs. Therefore, if they have a plague, we have to be worried also. Zog Taisvis, that goyim are not far off from Chazirim. Mekad Nira, Zog Taisvis, Shem Yeh Dever al Oivdei Kechavim, Sheshlochush V'yesh L'Sadah. Zog Taisvis, you see from here, that if there's a plague by goyim, we also have to fast. Don't say, oh, it's by goyim. Some, you know, goyim, we say, goyim work differently. No, you see, because Chazirim, goyim not worse than Chazirim. So, you see from here, you make a tiny scene in such a case. Omer Leila Shmuel, Ika Meisona Bechazoi. There's a plague in Bechazoi, which wasn't his area, it was the Neria. Gozer Tanisim, it was Gozer Tainis. Omalei, Vamerchik, it's far away. Omari answered, Leka Ma'abra Hoko the Pasuk Lei. There's nothing separating Bechazoi and us. There's no Ma'abra, no river in between us. That means they can get here. If they can get here, the plague can get here also. We'll see more later on. The reason is because there's groups of people, Shiyaras coming, there's caravans coming from there to here. And since there are people coming back and forth, travelers, therefore, there is no way to stop the plague from coming. It's like Bizman Hazeh, the whole world is like that, because there's always travelers, and therefore you have to make a tainus if there's a dever in any place, because it could come here. Omer le Rav Nachman, Ikam my son of Aradi Yisrael, there is a plague in Eretz Yisrael. Goza Tanisa. He was Goza Tainis. Omar, he said, the reason for this Tainis is, Im Gevira Leika Shivcha Lekolshkein, if the master got sick, of course the Shivcha will get sick. And therefore, we'll see, even as you learn the Chazmer Gemara, Eretz Yisrael, even though there's no Shayaris, no travelers coming back and forth, there is something hefsik in between, but since the Gevira Leika Shivcha Lekolshkein. And the Gemara makes this deal. Time of the Gvir v'shivcha. Ha-shivcha v'shivcha loy. But ha-shivcha v'shivcha not. They won't make a... If one shivcha, which means one maidservant, will have a plague, the other maidservant doesn't have to fast. For Amr le Shmuel, Ika Maisara Bechazoi and Gaza Tanisa. By Shmuel, there was a plague in Bechazoi and they were Gaza Tanis. And if the Gemara is simple, like we just spoke out, Shani Hasam, Kivin Ika Shairasa, the Levoi, since there, this caravan's going back and forth, there's a problem. So basically, the sikkum is like this. If you have caravans going back and forth, even if it's not your place, you're going to be going to the tainus. But if not, then you're not going to the tainus. Unless it's Eretz Yisrael. If it's Eretz Yisrael, then even if there's no caravans going back and forth, you will be going to the tainus because of the Kal V'Chomer. If the master is like, if the Gevira is like, for sure, the Shivcha will be like. Zog the Gemara Vayta. Abba Umno have also Sham Masifta Rekia. Abba Umno always got, every day, a Shalom Aleichem from Sifta Rekia says, today you're good. Today you'll have a good day. Kol Yoyim, every day, he knew every day what his day was going to be like. He knew if he's going to live that day. Every day he got a sign from Shemayim, he's going to be fine today. Ula Abaya got this, Kol Mal Yoyim Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos he got this sign. L'Rava Kol Mal Yoyim Kippur, only once a year. Every Erev Yom Kippur. Have a Kochol Shadayit Abaya M'shum Da Abba Umno. Abaya felt bad. The Abba Umno gets every day, I only get once a week. Omrulei, they told him, whatever you do, you can't do what he does. What was the good maisim, the maisim toivim of Abba Umno? What?
Abba
Umno, yeah.
He needed insurance every morning.
No, not insurance. No one gets that. Abba Umno got a nevuah every day, basically, that today will be fine. That's a connection, a relationship that no one has. He had a relationship every single day. He knew what was going to be that day. Not that he needed it. He didn't need it. He got that. He knew. He knew what was going on. It was a certain open line to Hashem, open line to Shemayim. So yeah, the reconnection. Abba Uvda the Abba Umno. What was the story that no one could replicate? Abba Umno's job was he did bloodletting. In those days, bloodletting was a regular way of life. So he was a doctor bloodletter. Abba Umno, the Chiyav Ovid Milsa. When he used to do bloodletting, have a machas gavri lechud v'nashal chud. The first thing he did was he had separate areas for men and women to do this, to do the bloodletting. It's sneers. V'isle levusha, he had a special shirt, the ispe karana, and had it at the horn that sucks out the blood. Dava bize bekuslisa, and had a little slice in it where you could stick your needle in. Ki havas asle issa, when a woman came, have a malbush lay, he put on this gown on her. So he shouldn't look at her at all. So you see the level of tznius here, that even the doctor just stuck his hand through the crack in the gown and made the hole, and then used a horn to suck out the blood, and he didn't have to look at any part of her body. Another thing he did was, he had a little private place where he threw the money. He didn't watch. The shadabe pshiti, the shakal, The islay, someone who had money, he put money there. The leslay, le mixiv, wasn't embarrassed. That means he had a special place, he said, put the money, when you leave, have a special bucket there, put the money there, and he didn't see. So if someone didn't pay, they weren't embarrassed because he didn't, if they couldn't afford it, they didn't have to pay because he didn't see who paid or didn't pay. Kavasram and Tzuvim Rabbanon, when a Talmud Chacham used to come, Agrim and Ilay Shakal. First of all, he said, clearly, it's free for you. You are free. Ubasa the Kohen, after he got up from the bloodletting, Yoav Lepshiti, used to give the Talmud Chacham money. Va'omalei, go to Begel Nash, Zil Berech Nafshach, go, Bari Nafshach, go buy yourself something to eat and make yourself feel better. Yoim Echad, Shoda Abaya Zugu de Rabbanon Mivdekei. So one day, Abaya sent a peer of Rabbanon to check him out how he acts at home. How does he act? Oisvinu, he sat him down, vachlinu, he gave him to eat, vashkinu, gave him to drink. These two tamidim came to his house, and he mamish fed them a beautiful meal. Umach luhu bistriki b'layla, and he gave them these Geshmaka quilts to go to sleep on. But Safra in the morning, there's two Tumidicham and Karchinu that fold up these quilts, expensive quilts, Vashaklim, and took it with them. And he didn't say a thing. But Kamu went off Glu Lashuka, and they went out to the Shuk, Vashkinu, and they found Abomnon there. Amalei, Lashayim and Mar, Hechashav, he said, how much are these worth? I want to sell them. How much are they worth? Amalei, Hachi Vachi, they're worth this amount of money, $200 a piece. Amalei, Vadumashavatve, well, maybe it's worth more. Amalei, Vahachi, Shaklinu, you know, I bought the same exact type of, same type of blankets for that money, so I know how much it's worth. Amrulay, so they said, it's yours. V'shaklim lach, we took it from you. Amrulay, matusiminach, machash shizinun. So, they asked Abba Umna, let me ask you something, what were your chayish for us when we walked out with these blankets? Amrulay, so Abba Umna said, amina pidyon shvurim rikluhu l'rabbanon. That they probably, the Stura Abanam probably had to collect for Pidyon Shvuyim, they were embarrassed namely to tell me, and therefore they took the blankets, they're going to sell it and have money for Pidyon Shvuyim. Now, it's a little bit shver, like why were they embarrassed? They're collecting stock, what's embarrassing? It's a mitzvah, it's better to steal something? It's a little bit shver. So Ben Yehuda makes it a little better. He says that he thought that it was for that they were making Pidyon Shvuyim for their own family, and therefore they were embarrassed to collect for their own family, and therefore he assumed that that's why they're doing it this way. Omrulay has to skillamar. So the two Tumidichavim told Abba Umna, okay, now take it. Now, okay, the trick is over. Now take it back. Omrulu, no. Mahu shaita achsinu medai toilet tzedaka. He said, no, from the time that you walked out, I already had a mind to give it to tzedaka, so you could keep it. You could keep it. So that's Abba Umna. So Abaye couldn't do like Abba Umna. One more line of Gemara. Have a kachosh who died to Rava Meshumah Abaya. Now Rava was like upset Abaya. Abaya gets every week, and Rava gets once a year. Amaloi. So they told him Mistayich. They put him the back was in the schazda bechama. They showed him in a dream. Amaloi Mistayich to come Meganes Akula Kracha. Be happy. The whole entire city is being watched in yours chus. Don't worry about the Shalma. You have a very good relationship with Hashem. The whole entire city is being saved and has all the schusim and schus of you.